Evening, this is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. His net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Gallagher Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a night controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a night controller not start the net at 9 p.m., it was not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, this is KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough, checking in through the EchoLink system, and there is two other fine fellows behind me. Over.
Roger, thank you for the heads up on it, Bill. Those other stations come now.
To KKL, good evening.
Kilo, Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie, Matt, and Oneana, mobile EchoLink. There's one after me, just so you know, net control.
Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Again, it's Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the EchoLink system, and I am the final one in the queue.
Okay, very good. We've got KD2, FBM Kevin, KD2, JWC Matt. I believe I've got the call right, Matt. And N2 KKL Pauline. And also Bill, KD3 TFB. Bill, we'll start with you. See how things are going down in Pennsylvania.
Roger, Roger, you know, fine business here. 37 degrees, we'll go down to 25 tonight. And I think we have one more day where we go above freezing and then we go to below freezing. And the rest of the weather forecast says everything above the freezing mark. So hallelujah. Just reading in the news update that Xerox will split in two tomorrow. They'll announce that they're going to split, you know, for economical reasons. Anyhow, I'm not going to hold the repeater. I want to tip my hat to the men up there in the Empire State and that lovely lady that checked in. I tip my hat twice to her and give it back to you. Thanks for being there. We'll be listening from KA3TFB. Over.
All right. Very good, Bill. Always glad to have you and good report. Okay, back in my list here. All right, we've got N2 KKL, Pauline. How are things down your way?
N5AOW, N2 KKL, things are fine here. It's just getting cold. It's down to about 29 degrees. And we don't have a lot of snow on the ground. The sooner it leaves, I'm happy. We lost a lot of it the other day, but then we got another blanket, so everything's covered again. Good evening, everybody. And you can KL back to you, Bob.
All right, Pauline, thank you for checking in. You stay warm and have a great day tomorrow. Stay warm and dry. All right, we'll move along to KD2G. JWC, Matt, how are you doing?
Evening, everyone. KD2JWC, Matt and Oneana. Just checking in with you guys. Not too much going on my end. Showing 30 degrees at this current moment. And no wind chill, no breeze. That's actually kind of surprising. But just in here, checking in, and not really too much going on my end, so I'm not going to tie the repeater up. KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, very good, Matt. Always glad to have you check in with us and find out what's going on a little south of us. Sometimes things change quite a bit. All right, seems like I'm a little hoarse tonight, so bear with me. You have a fine evening and good day tomorrow. 73. And we'll move up to Kevin, 82 FPM. How's things by you, Kevin?
Hey, Bob, and hello to everyone up north. KD2 FPM here, and tip my hat to Pauline. Haven't heard her in a while, so it's kind of cool to hear her in here. So, yeah, we got 32 degrees over here at my side of town, partly cloudy skies. Brutus has been talking to me about going outside here in a few minutes, so after I jump off of here, I'm going to run with him. Yeah, I say figuratively run. Take him out so he can do his job, and then he'll be happy, and then we'll get his dog yum all taken care of. So he'll be in a much better mood here in a few minutes. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2 FBM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, very good. And thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for picking up the net the other night. I caught the very tail end of it as I came into the house, so kind of wish I had gotten home earlier. Anyway, you have a good evening. Stay warm and stay dry. All right. Well, we'll make another call. Let's see. No, I think, pardon me, it's time for regular members and guests, so we'll make that call. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2ZNZ, good evening, Bob.
KC2NBU.
Right, very good. We've got three more. KC2NBU, Ray, KA2ZNZ, Jack, and N2PFM, George. George, how's things going your way?
Well, good evening, Bob. Everybody on the net. The temperature here is 30 degrees. Temperature range today was 23 to 32. And we had a little fun here and there. At least I finally got my solar batteries charged up now. We had 9 inches of snow yesterday morning. For Jack's information there, we've had a total of 44 inches here on the mountainside so far since November. And you know, we're supposed to get, I think, a couple more overnight into tomorrow from what they were saying. So it's one of the things going on here. We had a big a truck in a garage on fire, and it turned out that it was being fed by a 2-inch gas main. So, boy, the firemen were there in Brogan, and they were definitely not happy with what they had to do. It was, I'm just glad from listening to them that I wasn't there with it, because that would not have been my cup of tea, that's for sure. So that's about all that's happening here, and we'll say God bless in 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, Hey, I'll tell you. Well, with a total of 44 inches so far, I don't know what we've got here. Never took the time to add it all up, but it's still a fair amount of snow, and I don't imagine it's anything like we've gotten in years past, because we've certainly had a whole lot more starting earlier, but, well, that's just the way it is this year. Well, I'm glad to get the batteries charged up, and at least a little bit of sun helps out with that. You have a good evening and stay warm. This is N5AOW, and we got you next, KA2ZNZ.
Yeah, hi Bob, everybody on board. Not too bad a day down this way, a little on the cool side, although we had no snow. Had about a high of around 34. Started to melt a little bit again, but not totally. In fact, we're at 35 right now. That's the highest so far today. And we still have the snow on the ground, of course. But I haven't checked the totals. I think the totals down this way are about 36 inches. I can check that, and I can catch George and some other evening there and tell him he and I are always kind of following that. So, 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
All right, very good, Jack. Yeah, I'm glad you got a little warmer temperature than we have, and probably had a little bit more sun. Our sun faded away up here probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock somewhere. Might have been a little sooner. But I know in different areas that it stayed a little warmer because the sun was out. All right. Very good. You have a good evening. And stay warm, and I'll touch base with you a little later on. Okay, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional checkouts. I got out today and took the dog for a run and got a few things done. I got a couple of limbs cut up and snipped off that had cracked and bent down on the wind. They were just dangling hazardously, one overhead and one over a piece of equipment. So got those cut up and added away and everything taken care of that way. Get a few things done down in the garage also. A little straightening up from a couple of things I left on early departure. Seems to be the way of it at times. You get a project going and you get to the point where you're a little bit too tired to put everything away or clean up. So today was cleanup day and I got a couple of things done that way. All right, well, so much for that. Would anyone else like to check in? This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
Oh, gee. Well, I'm sorry. I kept thinking we had already, anyway. How was everything by you today?
Oh, just finished watching the Syracuse game. Syracuse won over Notre Dame. And got 31 degrees up on the hill here, which is the high of the day also. It was spent the day in the 20s here. Ready to have some dessert and call it a night.
Yeah, I can see where you do that. Pretty much right around dinner time. I'll tell you what, I could have laid down and gone to sleep for about an hour. I just seemed to wore myself out today. And I didn't do a whole lot, so. Well, I hope you have a good day. Sorry about that. Didn't catch on to that earlier. I just went into my... Anyway. sometimes you screw up and it turns out funny. Sometimes it's not. All right, Ray, you have a good evening, and stay warm also. I'll make another call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW.
And 2PFM, we're a little further.
Go ahead, George.
Okay, Bob and everybody. Yeah, I was getting into wood now. It was extremely dry, and it was sweating me out of the place, even with one log on. So what I did, that thing in the, it's only a difference in the grate between the wood and the coal stove version of that, of the Wonderwood and Wonder Coal. So I went to Tractor Supply and got myself some nut coal, which is more like pea coal, which is more like what I wanted. And it's, this temperature is keeping everything nice at about 70 degrees, and I only have to get at the fire about a half to a third as often as I would have with the wood. So I'm going to try it tonight and see what happens, and maybe I'll buy a little more tomorrow. See, it's 289 by the ton, and I would use about, in the past, about 3 tons in the winter, so... I don't know, we're going to see what goes on. Of course, I got lots of woods out here, so that's one reason why I have a lot of wood. So that's the situation here. We'll say God bless and 73 is up to everyone. N2PF, I'm clear.
Okay, very good, George. Yeah, I'm glad you at least found an alternate there. It's always nice to have. And if it works out better, hey, that's great. If we can get it reasonable enough, that certainly makes it all worthwhile. I know the wood basically is probably, if you have it handy and available, it's free or close to it. But the other is one of those things you can just count on when you don't have the wood handy. All right, I'll make a final call. Is there anyone else that would like to check in? Is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. Start with Ray, Jack, George, Kevin, Mark. No, Kevin and Matt. Why am I right and terrible? And also Pauline and Bill down in Pauline Waterville and Bill down in Pennsylvania. Everyone have a fine evening. Stay dry and stay warm. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater. KA3TFP logging off the Yucca Link system. A good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM. I'm looking for KD2JWC. Matt, are you still there floating in the background?
KD2FPM, KD2JWC. I am still here.
Yeah, I may have to have you stop over at some point with a large ladder. It looks like a tree branch or a big bird tried to land on my discount antenna, and it took down one of my aerials on the disc portion. So it's broken, and it's just kind of hanging by like a thread. So I may need you to assist me with that little project. KD2JWC, this is KD2FPM.
Ah, okay. That always sounds... That's nice. Probably a branch. But we can blame it on a bird if you want. This weekend's pretty much full for me already. Let me know. I'll be pretty much by seams around all week next week. We'll figure it out and plan it from there. KD2FPM. This is KD2JWC. Well...
Okay, yeah, received. Yeah, like I said, I don't know what it was. I just happened to look up when I had the dog out earlier, and I was like, ah, seriously? So, yeah, I'm hoping it's not going to be a massive major repair deal. It might be just have to tap it out and you know, kind of get it back together and then put it back up in there. So I hope that's all it's going to be. But all right, I tell you what, I got to run Brutus outside before Octane gets in here, and I think what I'll do is I'll just leave this connection up just in case they need me for Octane in here like they did the other night. So with that, I'll just back out and monitor. So KD2JWC, KD2FPM, I'll be clear but monitoring this frequency through Echolink.
Okay, yeah, we can fix it. If we can't fix it properly, we got I got super glue, duct tape, and baling twine. We should be able to fix it somehow. Alrighty, I will be KD2JWC will be clearing this frequency through Echolink, and I'm going to the 854 10. So 7-3s to all. Thank you, everyone, for allowing us to jump up here every night with you guys when we're available to through Echolink and being able to check in to your nets. KD2JWC is clear.
Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, check it in through Echolink, negative. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, everyone.
KD2FDM, Kevin James, check it in through Echolink. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Very well. Final call for Octane.
FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of the Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.